Says here, Senator talks for 5 minutes. Doesn't say a damn thing after that. No senator just talks for 5 minutes. And neither does Zippy. Father Hector, thank you very much for that invocation. Was that yesterday or? Yeah. It reminds me of what my daughter Ashley, my favorite daughter Ashley, said when she was 4 years old in Dodge City when we won our first race in 1980. The election got called pretty early, so Frankie and I brought the kids back to the house, getting them ready for bed. Said, okay, time for your prayers. Ashley said, okay, I'll do that, Daddy. God bless. I lay my head down to sleep. I pray my Lord, my soul to keep. God bless Daddy. God bless Mommy. God bless Grandmother Ruth. God bless my mother, David, her brother David, I think. And then she said, pause. And I said, yes, Ashley. And she said, and now, goodbye, God. We're going to Washington. James Lyndon Hogg, he was up here playing the national anthem. What a wonderful job he did. I don't know if he's still in the audience, but we ought to give him a hand. He was doing a little different kind of music down on Bourbon Street last night. I shouldn't have said that. John Bell Edwards, thank you very much for your comments. He did, actually, about 2 minutes worth, and wore that gold tie I thought about wearing. And then I've got a lot of notes down here. Can't find four. Where the hell's four? Okay, five. Can't read five, so we're in pretty good shape. Mike, where'd you go, Mike? You're right in front of me. That hat's a little bit too small for me. I wish you'd get it up one more size. You could peer out from underneath it there. And rest assured, I think Drew Brees is going to do fine today. That son of a gun defeated Kansas State University when we had a chance to be number one in the country in the San Antonio Bowl. They don't call it that, but that's what I'm calling it. And but I'm still for him. I'm still for him. He's a good guy. We had all sorts of folks up here on the screen, including me. I mean, I've already made my speech. I guess that was the 5 minutes. But I appreciate that very much. Don't worry. I'm going to be like Henry VIII, who said to one of his wives, I won't keep you long. Mitch was up here quoting Washington, Jefferson, William Jennings Bryan. My favorite speech or little saying that I have there on my desk is from Lyndon Baines Johnson. Sometimes you just have to hunker down like a jackass in a hailstorm and just take it. I loved it when I saw Dick Neufer. Dick, are you still here? There you are, waving your arm. Dick and I, when he first came to Washington, we went down to see the president, Cal Coolidge, and we called him Silent Cal. So Dick went in there, and he sort of, I said, you go first. He said, no, you go first. He said, you're a congressman, go first. You're on the ad committee. I said, no, you go first, Dick. Come on. You're in charge of the biggest, greatest farm organization known to mankind. And so Dick went up and said, sir, and he looked up, and he said, we need a farm bill. He just nodded his head. Boy, things are different now. Got to think about that one. Cindy Heitsmith. Cindy, stand up there, please. I know that she stood up. Turn on the lights. Let her see. I don't have to say a thing to Cindy. She just does good all the time. She knows agriculture. She's one of the best additions to the all-powerful Senate Agriculture Committee that we have seen in quite a day. Cindy, thank you so much. Thank you for the invitation, folks, to come down to New Orleans this weekend, 100 years. I truly appreciate y'all for taking time away from your operations to be here as champions of agriculture, and that's what you are. See, I'm into my speech now. We'll get done with this pretty quick. I've been in Congress for nearly 40 years, as has been advertised, and I've been a member of the House and Senate. In Washington, there has been no better partner to work with than the American Farm Bureau Federation. I mean that from the heart. We've had a busy year in Washington to close out the 115th Congress, especially in the Senate Ag Committee. Not only did the committee work to conduct hearings and move numerous nominations and get the President's team on board, we got the President's team on board in Ag. Haven't done that on some other folks, but we're working on that. Without any need for an extension, we had a new farm bill. First time we've done that since 2002. We got her done. And we got her done with your help, and I truly appreciate that. You know, when you're riding point on behalf of a farm bill, it's a good thing to do to look back over your shoulder and make sure the herd, if you pardon that synonym, but that the herd is still there. You were always there. Always there on the wings, left and right, and behind me. Some years when I started, I rode drag. That's not nearly as pleasant, I can tell you that. We started the journey in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University, the home of the ever-optimistic and fighting Wildcats. We were listening directly to the needs of farmers and ranchers, and Senator Debbie Stabenow, my great partner, the ranking member on the committee, and I held dozens of hearings and listening to sessions around the country and in Washington. We listened to more than 90 witnesses zooming around the country, receiving, and I mean every area, every commodity, every group, thousands of public comments. The Agriculture Improvement Act of 2018. Since we did Freedom to Farm quite some back ago, I thought, can't we do something a little more exciting than the Agriculture Improvement Act? This was not the time to be exciting. It was not the time to be revolutionary. It was time to provide certainty and predictability to farmers who were going through a very rough patch. All regions, all commodities, and by golly, we did just that. Sarah Wyatt and I were over here listening to most of the remarks before they made me move. This is in the Ag Press. Thank God for the Ag Press. They tell it like it is. They shine the light of truth into darkness. They separate the wheat from the chaff. Some print the wheat and some print the chaff. Back at the very first hearing at Kansas State, Amy France of the Kansas Farm Bureau testified saying the most important USDA program is the federal crop insurance program. And if it were not for federal crop insurance and similar safety net programs, many of our neighbors would no longer be in business. That is the issue I brought up with our president. Crop insurance. First meeting with him. 1 week into office. Got in to see him through Kellyanne. And there we sat. He listens. Now, you might not think that, but he does listen. He writes things. And in his budget, he cut crop insurance. Well, he didn't. Mick Mulvaney did. He's a member of the Freedom Caucus. God bless them. And so I got to going about crop insurance. And so he hits a button, and the operator comes on. He said, I need to talk to Mick. Boom. 3 seconds later, Mick says, yes, sir. He says, we don't need to cut crop insurance. And then he looked at me, and he forgot my name. I know he did. And he says, farm guy here. I took that, you know. Farm guy here says we can't cut crop insurance. We're not cutting crop insurance. He says we're reforming it. At that time, I knew I had to say something. So I mentioned something along the likes of what we have on the ground in a lot of Dodge City feedlots. And I said, the heck. Well, I didn't say heck. but I've already done the other one once or twice. Better not do that. And so I said, we can't do that. We just can't do that. So the president, he starts to argue with me. The president says, Mick, we're not cutting crop insurance. Boom. Hey, I like this guy. Need to go back and talk about trade. In addition, the 2018 Farm Bill, I don't know why I get a frog in my throat to talk to thousands of farmers, good gracious, provides regulatory certainty, improves conservation programs, assists livestock producers facing the threat of animal disease, we got that in the bill, ensures that taxpayer dollars are used efficiently and effectively while making sure Americans have the greatest need, in the greatest need, have enough to eat. I counted votes. That's what you have to do in the Senate. You have to have 60 votes. You can't have 60 votes and just a one-party farm bill. Can't do it. You have to be bipartisan. And it should be bipartisan. And Senator Stabenow has just been great. I've got her back. She has mine. I trust her. We're friends. And we went in this thing together. And we passed that dadgum farm bill with 87 votes. That's the most any farm bill has ever passed. Great credit to Sonny Perdue. What a great Secretary of Agriculture. Worked with him every step of the way. So the implementation of the Farm Bill, I know we're shut down now, and I don't like that, and you don't like that, and the President doesn't like that, so we got to do something about that. But honest to God, I don't know what we're going to do. We can't pass anything, shouldn't pass anything. The President won't sign, so he'll be talking about that to you next day, I'm sure. At any rate, a big thank you to the Secretary for his leadership. We would have a question, and two days later, with his experts there, why, by golly, we would have an answer. And thanks to Andrew Wheeler in turning the tide against overburden government regulations. Zippy touched on that a little bit, the waters of the United States. WOTUS, WOTUS, oh, my Lord. WOTUS, WOTUS, WOTUS. They wanted farm ponds to follow the same criteria as a swimming pool so you could wear your bathing suit and get in the farm pond. I know every farmer here, every farm family here, couldn't wait until the chores were done, all the work in the field were done, so they could get in a Speedo bathing suit and a kayak and guide it through those critters in the farm pond. But at any rate, we have a new proclamation, a new proposal before us. There's going to be a comment period. Now, folks, I want to tell you this. Sign those cards. I'm going to guess and say we'll get 20,000. We need 25. We need 30. I sound like an auctioneer. But what happens is the environmental community, with all of their organizations, dwarf whatever we'll send in. But the content of what we say is so terribly important. We just need to tell. And I was at the EPA when they did it. First time I've ever been in the EPA. Boy, it gave me the shivers. No, you don't want to be in there alone. They'll regulate the heck out of you. But at any rate, we need your help there in regards to that effort. It long past time to reverse that course. They were making rulings on puddles of water and farm ponds where no self-respecting duck would ever land. Another item that remains at the top of the to-do list, as Zippy mentioned again and again, is trade. It's also been said time and again, farmers and ranchers need reliable export markets, but also be reliable suppliers to their same markets. Now, I went to China 2 weeks before the President and all of his troops, Bob Lighthizer, and I hope Peter Navarro didn't go, but then that was he might have been there. And Wilbur Ross, if we could wake him up. So I can't tell you how much. Well, you know what's at stake, and Zippy pointed it out. This is not only an agriculture topic or a trade topic, it's a national security issue. I feel if we join TPP, I feel that if we were a member of that organization, and yes, the president could go one by one by one by one if he so chooses. And God bless the president for trying to get things straightened out in China. But at the same time, they have 1.4 billion people, and they're talking to that long, tall dude who's in charge of their trade mission. They want to buy from the United States. Well, while we're working on one thing and trying to get it okay, let's trade with China. Kansas sorghum dropped. My God, I don't know how far it dropped. Talk about the guy that had tears in his eyes, several of them here. I'm just saying, I had a sorghum producer, went to the White House, came back, and he had sold that day. Whoops. Holy mackerel. Same thing for soybeans. Same thing for corn. Same thing for wheat. We go on the Kansas City Southern Railroad, and Kansas wheat usually goes to Mexico. Now they're buying it from Argentina. Now what's that all about? We've got to get this thing straightened out. And if you want to send a message to China, it's just like that meeting we were talking about with the embargo, the Carter embargo. When I ran in 1980, I ran against the embargo, the U.S. Postal Service, and Carol Tucker Foreman, and won. And, oh, I challenged Bob Berglund to a debate, which I knew he wouldn't come out, so that was okay. And so we won. Well, here we are again. First the embargo, and now this. Just think what if you are trading with a country, they become dependent on your food supply, and that's what they want. We have a special influence there. And Lord knows we need that, and I know, and the same thing with Japan, the same thing with all the TPP countries. We have to pass the new NAFTA agreement. That's up in the air. I don't know, well, everything's up in the air, but have no idea, you know, how we're going to get along in this next Congress. Senator Stabenow and I will have to figure that out. But at any rate, we need some new free trade agreements. We need to trade with China. I know the president will talk about that. About a week ago in Manhattan, I announced that I will serve the remainder of my term as a Kansas senator and chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, but I will not seek re-election in 2020 for a fifth term. I'm not going anywhere. I'm like a new member of the House of Representatives. I got 2 years. So we're going to do some we're going to have a hearing on trade. It's going to be a little different. We're going to have a hearing on climate change, okay? And we're going to take a look at what farmers need in terms of technology, resources, so that our plants or whatever we're growing or whatever we're feeding can withstand increased temperatures if, in fact, that is what's happening down the road. So don't worry about it. I'm going to be around for the next 2 years. You'll be hearing from me. And I have had the honor and privilege of representing Kansas 16 years in the House, 22 years in the Senate, and I have had the distinguished privilege of fighting for farmers, ranchers, and growers everywhere, and was chairman over there in the House and then in the Senate. However, it is what happened during my tenure as chairman that I believe will have lasting impact. Simply put, it's just not having the gavel, folks. It's what you do with it. And while leading farm bill efforts in the House and Senate, I have always been mindful of the vital role that farm families, the men and women who work the land and energize our communities and protect our nation's values, play in a troubled and hungry world. We're getting close. And that's not going to change over the next 2 years. I intend to sprint to the finish line. Just want you to know that. We will always have the challenges affecting the daily lives and bottom lines of farmers, ranchers, and growers in Kansas and across the nation. So despite the partisan division, and you all know about that, all you do is got to turn on the news, and you have somebody there hollering that you've never heard before or saying something you've never heard before, you know, hide the kids. But at any rate, we have demonstrated before that will continue. Finally, I look forward to having time over the next 2 years to thank all of those who have helped me so much over the last four decades. There are many, many partners inside and outside of government who have contributed to the policies and vision that have enhanced our nation's way of life. As I said last week in my speech announcing my decision not to seek re-election, there are no self-made men or women in public office. It is your friends who make you what you are. And I've had a lot of friends who have helped make a difference. No group has made more of a difference in Kansas and in the country than the American Farm Bureau Federation. You are truly partners in government. And with the leadership of folks like Zippy Duvall and Dale Moore, God bless Dale. Where are you, Dale? Signaling over here. What does that mean, Dale? And just hold on. Man, I've been waiting for a long time to do that. You know how many times I called him during the Farm Bill? Probably 10 at least. Of course, I had to go through Dale first. Then you speak to the great man. And I'd say, Zippy. He said, Mr. Chairman. He said, what do you want? I would spell out what I wanted. Do you want me to talk to him directly? Yes, sir. And he did. And he did again. And he did it again. And did it again. And I will tell you, folks, if your typical senator will come up to you and say, is the Farm Bureau for this? And if it's got a stamp, Farm Bureau approved, why, they'll probably vote for it. So when I'm out there riding point, I know I can turn around. You're always right behind me. Over the next 2 years, you can count on me to charge forward, plant the flag, take the hill. That's what Marines do. By the way, the Marine Corps theme is to err is human, to forgive is divine. Neither is Marine Corps policy. Thank you again for all the support you have given me in my career, inviting me to speak with you today. Congratulations on being 100. You don't look 100. You sure didn't look 100 last night on Bourbon Street. And I'm certain with your leadership we can help make the next 100 years of American Farm Bureau just as successful as the first 100. Thank you very much. God bless you all.